From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series of studies in Psalm 119. The subject of the psalm is the Word of God, expressed in many different ways. As he expounds the teachings of this psalm, Dr. Cairns is emphasizing the theme of living clean in an unclean world. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 48. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. The head and members are of one nature, and not like that monstrous image which Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream. The head was of fine gold, but the belly and thighs were of brass, the legs of iron, and the feet part of iron and part of clay. Christ's mystical body is no absurd combination of opposites. The members were mortal, and therefore Jesus died. The glorified head is immortal, and therefore the body is immortal too, for thus the record stands, "Because I live, ye shall live also." As is our loving head, such is the body and every member in particular. A chosen head and chosen members, an accepted head and accepted members, a living head and living members. If the head be pure gold, all the parts of the body are of pure gold also. Thus is there a double union of nature as a basis for the closest communion. Pause here, devout soul, and see if thou canst without ecstatic amazement contemplate the infinite condescension of the Son of God in thus exalting thy wretchedness into blessed union with his glory. Thou art so mean that in remembrance of thy mortality thou mayest say to corruption, "Thou art my father," and to the worm, "Thou art my sister." And yet in Christ thou art so honored that thou canst say to the Almighty, "Abba, Father," and to the incarnate God, "Thou art my brother and my husband." Surely if relationships to ancient and noble families make men think highly of themselves, we have whereof to glory over the heads of them all. Let the poorest and most despised believer lay hold upon this privilege. Let not a senseless indolence make him negligent to trace his pedigree, and let him suffer no foolish attachment to present vanities to occupy his thoughts, to the exclusion of this glorious, this heavenly honor of union with Christ.
Lord, by the
At this season of the year, the thoughts of God's people turn with special emphasis to the miracle of the Incarnation, the incomprehensible truth of Emmanuel, God with us. The Apostle John wrote, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Prior to the birth of the Lord Jesus, Joseph was told, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." To assist you in meditating upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, we're happy to offer a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas. Written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer, The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding To Think About section that draws lines of application from the text to modern-day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while supplies last. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series of messages on a theme that is vitally important for Christians, especially in the depraved moral climate of our day, living clean in an unclean world. The text for the series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. As he continues the first message in the series, Dr. Cairns is focusing on verse 9, which asks the question, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?" The psalmist then provides the answer, "By taking heed thereto according to thy word." The emphasis here shows us that to live clean, our lives must be directed by God's word. So if we would live right, we must know the place of the Bible in our lives. We must accept it as the very word of the living God and submit to its commands. Then we must know how to use the Bible properly. We're to exercise our minds according to the Scriptures. That will preserve our way or our behavior. And now to bring God's word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
God gave Joshua a powerful measure of his spirit. God gave Joshua an aura of authority so that he could assume the place that Moses had in the nation. So this was no ordinary man, and yet, what did the Lord say to him? Joshua 1 verse 8, as he set out, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth." Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. There was a time when Joshua forgot that, when the armies of Israel came to the little town that Dr. Barrett likes to give the Hebrew pronunciation, Ai. Nobody else has a clue what he's talking about, for they grew up listening to Ai. They came to that town and they were defeated. And Joshua was scandalized. God had failed him. No, sir, God hasn't failed you, but you did not take time with the word of God, and it didn't drive you to your knees, and you went forward without even trusting God, looking to God, listening to God. There's a lesson there, by the way. Many a person in the big Jericho battles of life is careful to get before God and the word and get down to seek the face of God, but in the little AIs of life, he can do it himself and he falls flat on his face. The Lord says, it's by taking heed to your way according to this word, doing what's written in this book, that you'll make your way prosperous and then thou shalt have good success. This is God's book and this is the place it has in our lives. As we were singing this morning from Psalm 1, "Blessed is the man." The idea is not just a blessing, but of many blessings. Oh, the blessednesses of the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. The way. What is that way? It's a Bible way. It's the way of meditating in this book. It's the way of recognizing the Word of God for what it is, reading it for all that it is. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. He knows it. He loves it. He protects it. He prospers it. He blesses it. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. Here's the place of the Bible. What's the definitive answer to the question, wherewithal shall the young man cleanse his way? How can I live clean in an unclean world? By giving the Bible its proper place in your life and observing what's according to God's word, taking heed to your way according to the Scriptures. Now we take a step further and we think of the proper use of the Bible. I'm saying read it for what it is, recognize it for what it is, but take the Bible and use it properly. Wherewithal shall the young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Take heed. The term that's used is the verb that means to guard or to keep or to preserve. Guard your way according to the Scriptures. You don't go with the flow. You don't go according to your gut. You don't go according to the passions and the lusts of flesh. You are not to respond merely by what comes natural to the flesh. No, he says, guard your way according to the word of God. In other words, we must not only read the Bible, confess it to be what it is, but we must apply it to our lives. This Bible is not just for Sunday. Now, I'm going to be very frank with you. There are people who come to church every Sunday, and that's really the only time meaningfully that they overopen the Bible, if they do it then. The Bible's not just for Sunday. The Bible's not just for some, quote, religious life. The Bible is for all of life, in every part of it. You see, this is not a book of theory merely. Reading the Bible is not a game. This is not some meaningless religious ritual or exercise. Now, let's be honest here. That's how most people read their Bible. You've grown up listening to preachers really expounding the words of a little chorus, read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. And so, you know you should read your Bible. After all, that's what Christians and professing Christians do. We've got to read our Bible. So what happens, people, if they do pull it down, well, I missed today and I missed yesterday and I missed, well, it's been a week or two. Listen, this is the food of the soul. If some of you starved your bodies the way you starve your soul, you'd be dead by now. And that's putting it bluntly. But the way people read it, just to read it, and, oh, I have a chapter to read. I hope it's a short one. They read. And as they read, they're thinking about whatever it is, the job, the children, some dumb television show, a sports game, money, you name it. It could be anything. Oh, they're reading the Bible. They close the book and they have no more idea of what they have read. They might as well have been reading the works of Confucius in Chinese that they haven't a clue about. Well, I've read my Bible today. Don't kid yourself. Listen, this is not a meaningless religious ritual. This Bible is a living book, and we must use it as such. Now, if you're going to apply the Bible, let me give you some basic ideas where you're taking heed to your way according to the Word of God. Exercise your mind according to God's Word. Paul wrote to Timothy, 1 Timothy 4, verse 13, give attendance to reading. Give attendance to reading. Now, I don't want to push this too far, but it's interesting. The basic force of the Greek word that means reading in English, the basic force of it is knowing again. I think it carries in it the idea that you read to get a firm grasp of something. In other words, reading is not just scanning. Reading is not just letting your eye rove over a page. I had a book in my hand this morning, really had no business being there, except that I remembered seeing a word in it that I'd never seen before, and I was in bed when I saw this word, and I didn't want to get up and look for a dictionary. I don't like finding words in books that I have never seen before. And so could I find with that word? I was scanning. I wasn't reading. I was just scanning. Still never found it, mind you. That's the way many people read their Bible. Reading is reading to gain a firm grasp. Think of what you read. Study what you read. Ponder what the Bible is actually saying. Consider, how does this apply to my own life? The idea is to read it, to study it, to memorize it, to meditate upon it, and to obey it. That's what it's all about. I have often recommended to you the little fold over that's for in your Bible that we call the Ten Commandments of Bible Study. I don't know how many of you ever actually employ it. We printed that for your benefit, for your good, so that it'll give you a way where, and it does take time, yes. It does take time. Time with God in His Word. I can't think of anything that would be more constructive for married couples than to get it down and study God's Word together. Instead of things that mean very little, take time with God's Word. Exercise your mind according to God's Word. Establish the meaning of your life according to God's Word. We have all learned, I think, the words of the first question and answer in the Shorter Catechism. What is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. What's the purpose of man? What's the purpose of life? The purpose of life, according to the Catechism, is to glorify God and to enjoy God forever. Now, the world has other ideas as to what life is all about. What is life to the world? Well, to some people, it's getting high on drugs. Some of you think you couldn't live unless you have your ears blasting with the music of hell, the beat of the devil. Don't tell me you don't know that that's where it comes from. There's not a man with 2 ounces of wit between his ears that knows anything of God's Word that has any doubt that the rock of the world is the music of hell and the beat is the beat of the pit, and you know it. No, you can justify it because it feels good. So does getting high on cocaine. First time. May feel good. Wreck the body and damn the soul, mind you. But don't tell me you don't know that it's all from the pit. Anybody with the slightest knowledge of the gospel and a conscience that's not dead knows it stirs the flesh, but it has the reek and the sulfur of hell all over it. Now then, the world has its ideas. This is what life's all about. You're only young once, yeah? And if the devil gets his way, he'll have you as a bitter youth with a wrecked middle age and a damned soul. If he gets his way. What does the Bible say? What does the Word of God say? Take heed to your way according to God's Word. Whether you eat or drink, whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.